There we go. Nidhi sends her regrets. Unfortunately, she couldn't make it. And we both work for the Futures Group, so I work in Washington. And this presentation is really a team effort. Our India team has put this together based on a program that was implemented a few years ago. And following up on what Leslie just talked about, taking us to a country where healthcare provided by professionals is really not an option. There are just not enough nurses. There are not enough physicians in India who can provide the access to care, high-quality care. And India came up with a very creative solution. It's the Accredited Social Health Activists, or the ASHAs, which I think in also stands for HOPE. And so these community health workers provide a lot of the essential care. But, and throughout the presentation, you will see pictures that are from the ASHAs in Uttarakhand. And the program was implemented by the Indian government since 2005. I don't see anybody here who might know this from a predecessor or a program in Jamshedpur. I think the ASHAs, it's a much older idea than 2005. But in 2005 was picked up by the Indian government, and it sometimes goes as governments implement, they take a cookie-cutter approach. It works in a lot of places, but not everywhere. And that was the situation here. This was a collaboration between GRM Futures Group and Johns Hopkins, the CCP program. Here's the geography. Those of you who know India well, north of India, in the, right at the foothills, so a very rural area, difficult to get around and for people to access health services. And that obviously was the issue here. So the ASHAs are in place, and I think in theory, each of them is supposed to cover 1,000 population. Well, that works in dense, more urban environments, but not so much in the rural situation that we have here. And because the ASHAs derive revenue from patient contacts and patients using certain services, that became an issue, because there was just not enough revenue to sustain them. So ITAP implemented a program called ASHA Plus by changing a few things and making the program more flexible and also changing how they were reimbursed, and I'm going to say a little bit more about that. The enabling environment here was that we introduced flexibility to the state guidelines for ASHAs. And USAID, fortunately, was able to provide some funding through ITAP. So ITAP provided technical assistance, but in addition to the government support, we also worked very closely with local NGOs. And so this led to the ASHA Plus as a pilot model. So the four key partners in this were the local NGOs, the Uttarakhand Health and Family Welfare Society, ITAP, of course, and the Department for Health and Family Welfare. So what was the main difference between those the regular ASHA program as well as ASHA Plus? Well, I highlighted three things here. So other than who is training them, there were a lot more NGOs involved. But also, the government really didn't provide the sufficient job aids, for example. So that was a key role that ITAP has played. The financing scheme was rather inflexible. We introduced the flexibility and provided also additional training. Over the period of about 5 years, there were close to 600 trained in four phases. And we also introduced a new element to the training. So this wasn't just purely about health care, but also some adjacent life skills education. And you see those in the picture here. And part of the whole process was the community mapping, which we do in a lot of countries. So here's the traditional scheme for ASHAs, how they are reimbursed. So it's a performance-based system. If people use, for example, certain family planning methods, the usher gets paid per user. And so we maintain the same scheme for ushers under Usher Plus. But in addition, for Usher Plus, we introduced also additional very small payments for additional services like antenatal care and the supply of iron and folic acid, for example, to pregnant women, etc. So that gave women a little bit of additional revenue to make up for the fact that they were seeing fewer people in the areas where they were working, the sparse populations. This program, in good fashion for a USAID program, was very closely monitored. There were monitoring visits done by government and by ITAP. The ushers had proper registers, and also the supervisors and block coordinators had their own registered for monitoring the program. There was a baseline survey, and then additional follow-up data were provided by the management information system that we also helped introduce. And you see in many of the pictures the job aids. This has really been made a big difference. So what were some of the outcomes? For example, comparing the 2006 baseline with the HMAS data a little bit later, 2 years more or less, there were some substantial changes. For example, the two indicators circled in red here, institutional deliveries and early registration of pregnant women, pretty much doubled in a 2-year time frame. So that's an impressive outcome, and obviously that's very closely tied then to the revenue for the ushers as well. These are some of the feedback we received. People really had a great recognition. The ushers felt more empowered by getting the additional training, by getting the tools that helped them to do their work. And some of the lessons learned was that the Usher program, community health workers, really enables communities to get better access to better quality services. It was also important to build on knowledge and local knowledge and local resources to make the program sustainable, because Usher Plus was then picked up by the government, and the adapted Usher was continued by government as well. Building capacity, providing the job aids has been a cornerstone of the program, and introducing the flexibility in the remuneration of ushers. There was a lot of refresher training, on the job refresher training, and really women became change agents in their communities. Supportive supervision played a key role in that as well. So as a result, as some of the indicators that I showed you, there was improved service uptake. We believe also that this led to better health outcomes, but that still needs to be verified. There was an increase in social participation, community participation, and the communities overall felt more empowered based on focus groups and key stakeholder interviews. I probably can't do this program really justice because I didn't implement it. And so what I thought is they made actually a video. I would like to show that. And if you have any questions, I'll try to answer them. I know a little bit more about the program, but let's see. So why don't we go ahead? I had to shorten it a little bit to make it 3 minutes rather than 5. So forgive some of the rough transitions there. I'm not an expert in this. I don't know. You tell me.
All over the hilly state of Uttarakhand, you need this group of resolute women, touching the lives of every single village. The people call them by the same name, ASHA. Acronym for Accredited Social Health Activist, ASHA also translates as hope in the local Indian languages. ASHAs are trained to serve as an interface between the community and the public health system. Uttarakhand, with more than 93% of the land mass consumed by hills, of which 70% is forest, pose significant geographical challenges for the ASHAs. They were covering a smaller number of people than intended due due to the difficult terrain. This reduced their remuneration, making it difficult for the ashas to sustain themselves. This demanded an out-of-the-box solution, the Asha Plus. Technical assistance was provided by the IFPS Technical Assistance Project, ITAP. This program introduced flexible population coverage for the ashas, reducing their geographical territory. The Asha Plus program offered remuneration for a much larger number of services. This was an important design modification to ensure that the Asha Plus workers' income would not be affected by a reduction in population coverage. Local NGOs were engaged to select, train, mentor and supervise the Asha Plus workers. The training curriculum specially developed for Uttarakhand was based on NRHN module. It used the life cycle approach. The Asha Plus workers were recruited in an open community forum in consultation with the village panchayat. After the Asha Plus program ended in early 2009, the state adapted many of its components to scale up, devising state, district and block level structures to support and strengthen the Asha program that together are known as the Asha Support System. The impact of Asha Plus program can be seen in the hilly, difficult to navigate areas in the state where a more dedicated, energized and trained workforce has been activated. The Ashas are now the change agents in their community, universally respected across villages. Indeed, the public health situation in Uttarakhand is going through a sea change. Today, almost 10,000 trained ashas are touching 3.13 million lives in thousands of villages. The health indicators are going up, up and up. All thanks to this remarkable group of women empowered by the Asha Plus project.
So I hope that gives you a little bit of impression about the circumstances under which we work, and certainly it was very colorful to see this. So I thought it was worthwhile taking a look.